Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Business comfort, power casual, work leisure, demi corporate. Since the pandemic, it can be really hard to navigate how to dress for the office. And if you're an employer, you may find it even more difficult to set rules, especially if employees are availing of hybrid working. Karina Gaffey is a fashion journalist and stylist. She's here in the studio. And Caroline Reedy, Managing Director of the HR Suite and Employment Law Expert, is on the line. And they're here to help you navigate those conversations and the daily struggle of just getting dressed. Karina, firstly, the power dressing days, I mean, let's think back to the 80s and what power dressing was. That's kind of gone, isn't it?
I definitely think so. Like, it's really important to note the like 80s and power suits were there for women to kind of stamp like a place in the workforce. You know, they used the suit to kind of dictate power and like, you know, push their way into the workforce. Like, it was kind of a form of armour. Like, it was the oversized lapels, it was the power
The shoulder pads,
exactly. So it was dictating a message. And I think that's really important when you're getting dressed for office. What is the message that you want to send out to your colleagues and to the people that you meet?
Mm-hmm. And do you agree that it is changing and has changed since the pandemic even?
Definitely. I think it was changing before the pandemic. Yeah. And then I feel like dress codes are kind of evolved with culture and context. And obviously the way we're working now with hybrid working is changing how we dress in the office. So I feel like dress codes are kind of a thing of the past. It's like the 40-hour week. No one has a traditional work day anymore. You know, they might be working in the office a couple of days a week and then working from home. So I feel like management and, you know, need to give their staff, you know, the responsibility and trust them to wear what they need to wear for the day that they have ahead, because every day is different.
But do you still have to be mindful of what you're wearing to the office? You mentioned they're sending out a message. So you've got to think about what you want to say with your outfit.
Definitely. I think there has to be a level of polish. I think there has to be a level of your personal responsibility when you turn up to the office, like a level of, you know, basic grooming. And I definitely think there is a correlation between what you wear and how you feel and how it affects your motivation and your mood. So I definitely think it's, you know, having the balance between your personal style, being comfortable, and then having a level of professionalism. Mm-hmm.
So there are basic rules there implied in what you're saying. You have to be neat, tidy, professional, well-groomed, all of those things?
Definitely. And I think it's what all those kind of words that you said at the start, like demi, corporate, business comfort, power casual, all really mean smart casual. So you need to be kind of like neat and tidy and then with a level of formality and then a little level of casual as well. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of trying to get that like balance between being casual and then kind of a little bit formal as well. So that could be, you know, a suit, but you have a little bit more looser fit. It could be like a really nice pair of cargo trousers are really big on the catwalks, but you could actually wear them to office if they were in a really nice looking fabric, and then wear them with like a crisp white shirt. And I definitely think, like, in terms of shoes and stuff like that, even a nod towards the catwalk and kind of nailing comfort and style, like a chunky loafer or ballet flat or pointed court and stuff, are all office appropriate, but then they have a little bit of nod of personal flair and style as well.
Okay, Caroline, to bring you in, and you're listening to all of that, I know, are conversations between employers and employees about appropriate office attire, is that a tricky area? Does it come up often?
I suppose it's always been something that's on the horizon from a work ethics perspective, and more so from the balance of trying to ensure that people are professionally dressed in the work environment so that it doesn't cause offence, that it's not inappropriate, and also that people are comfortable in the way they work. And I think the good thing in terms of people working in a hybrid, it means that we're getting to use our full wardrobe a lot more, whereas I definitely had more a work wardrobe and a casual wardrobe. And now they're a lot more mixed and they're a lot more merged, which I think is a good thing. And that comfort piece and that individuality piece is very, very important. But I suppose when it oversteps the mark, it might be things like where people are wearing maybe t-shirts with, you know, very strong political or, you know, views that might cause upset to others. So it's just being mindful that, you know, comfort and style are part of what we do every day, and they definitely give the confidence boost. But I think it's making sure that it's respectful to everybody else and you're keeping in mind the context and the environment that you're working in as well.
Yeah, it's a delicate balance, Karina, when you listen to that, isn't it?
Definitely, and I do agree with the point that like what works for the weekend now works for work as well, and that it's actually a little bit more of a sustainable way of dressing as well, because you know you're getting more wear out of the pieces of your wardrobe, and then you're also, you know, it's not pieces sitting in your wardrobe the whole time. So I think there is a very delicate balance, and I think sometimes maybe for women they have more choice in their wardrobe about what to wear. We have skirts, we have dresses, shirts, blouses and everything, so then you have like more possibilities of getting it wrong, and like women are held to like more like of a standard, a public standard on what they wear, and there's more focus about where what women wear, you know, whether it's the red carpet or in the office, and there is, it's more policing about what we wear. So I feel like with reducing kind of dress codes in the office, it can be more tricky for everybody, but particularly for women as well.
Mm-hmm. And the t-shirts with slogans on them, what's your response to that point, that you do need to be careful there?
Definitely. I think it's like a personal responsibility and, you know, being professional in what way. And I think it's just, you know, if you're unsure about what to wear, like look to your colleagues or, you know, your bosses and what they're wearing, and take kind of note of what they're wearing as well. And kind of just, you know, as well, it's the message that you want to send.
The trainers debate, Caroline, that's been laid to rest, has it? Like if you turn up in the office in trainers, as long as they're clean and tidy. I sound like my school principal here now, but as long as they're not scruffy, are employers okay with that?
I think 110%. I think a lot more people now are, you know, the heels, even though I do pull them out every so often, they're definitely not getting the same level of wear that they used to. I think for a lot of people that might be a confidence thing, and you know, people are happy to wear them, but for those that want to wear the trainers once they're appropriate again to the work environment, I think we're seeing an awful lot more people really comfortable in the flats. And again, you're in work for so much time that comfort piece now really trumps everything, and I think we're really sensible in our approach to making sure people have a comfort level at work. They have their individuality, and then let everybody express that individuality within basic parameters.
All right, comfort with a bit of polish. I think that's where we've arrived at. Karina and Caroline, thank you both. And that's all we've time for today. Thank you for listening. Today's programme was produced by Barbara Feeney, researched by Ciarán Donn. Louise Kerr-Ross was our broadcast coordinator, and Mark McGraw was on sound. Now it's over to Louise.